Welcome back. Today we're doing an intermediate drum and bass workflow in Ableton Live 12, focused on one thing, the urban echo jungle switch up. That's the moment where your groove flips character, like chop jungle break energy into a tight modern steppers or roller, or the other way around, but it still feels like one track. Same world, new stance. We're staying around 170 to 174 BPM, and we're going to prioritize bounce, movement, and an arrangement ready workflow. Mostly stock devices. And the big theme is this. We're not just making a cool loop. We're building sections that survive a full arrangement and still hit in a club. Alright, let's set up the session. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Now create a few tracks. Make an audio track called Break A. Make a MIDI track called Drums Rock for your one-shots and layers. Make a MIDI track called SUB. Make an audio track called Effects or Risers. Then create two return tracks. One called Short Verb. One called Echo Throw. On the short verb return, load hybrid reverb. Choose a room or ambient style algorithm. Set decay somewhere around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then filter it. Low cut around 250 to 400 Hz and high cut around 7 to 10 kHz. And keep the mix at 100% since it's a return. On the Echo Throw return, load echo. Choose a time like 1/8 or 1/4 dotted. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it so it's not muddy. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Add just a touch of modulation so it has that little wobble and life. Mix at 100% because, again, return track. These two returns are going to be your space, but we're going to treat them like performance instruments. Not like set it and forget it. Now let's pick the break. Drop a crunchy jungle break into Break A. Amen style works, think works, anything with attitude and recognizable transients. Warp it. If you want a smoother, more stable break, use Complex Pro. If you want more bite, use Beats Mode. In Beats Mode, preserve transients and set the envelope around 40 to 70. Lower envelope gets snappier. Higher envelope gets smoother. Don't overthink it, just aim for punch. Now right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Create a drum rock. At this point you've got a playable break rack, and this is where the speed comes from. You can rearrange instantly, create variations, and it feels like you're writing with the break instead of fighting audio. Now we build the jungle groove. Bounce first, complexity second. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip driving that sliced drum rack. Turn on fold so you're only seeing the notes you use. Start with anchors, snare on 2 and 4. That's your spine, in both bars. Then add your kicks around it. A classic starting point is kick on 1, and then another kick just before 3 for that forward-leaning roll. You can treat that second kick like it's pulling you into the next snare. Then ghosts. And this is where the lesson really lives. Ghost notes are not extra notes. They're the air between the notes. They create the illusion of swing and speed without making it louder or busier. Keep your velocity targets in mind. Main snare around 105 to 120. Main kick around 95 to 115. Ghost hits way lower, like 20 to 55. You want them felt, not heard. And here's a coach move. If your loop feels stiff, don't add notes. Remove one or two. Bounce lives in the gap, not the hits. Try deleting a mid-bar kick and replacing it with a tiny ghost 1/16th later at very low velocity. That negative space is what makes the groove breathe. Now micro-timing. Nudge a few ghost notes slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds, if you want drag and weight, or slightly early if you want urgency. Don't nudge the main anchors much. Keep the spine stable and let the details move. Next, groove pool, but properly. Open groove pool. Grab something like MPC 16 Swing 57 or any solid shuffled 16th groove. Apply it to your break MIDI clip. Set timing around 40 to 70%, velocity around 10 to 25%, random around 5 to 12%. You're aiming for controlled human feel, not sloppy flam. If you hit a vibe you love and you want it to be real, commit the groove. That prints the feel into the MIDI, so you're not accidentally changing it later. Now we create the urban echo space without washing the drums. First, transient control on the break group or the rack. Add drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch very light, like 0 to 10, depending on how bright the break is. Damp somewhere around 3 to 8 kHz to keep the top from getting brittle. And keep boom off most of the time on jungle breaks, because it tends to smear the low end and make the groove feel slow. Then add glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. And turn soft clip on as a safety and vibe move. Now the key signature move, selective echo throws. Do not put echo on the whole loop. The urban echo sound is about events, little moments that ring out into the city, not a constant delay smear. So automate sends to echo throw for specific hits, like the last snare in a bar, or one vocalish slice, or a fill hit. Make it intentional. If the echo is always on, it becomes wallpaper. If it's only on punctuation, it becomes identity. And for the reverb, think shadow, not cloud. A tiny send to short verb, with that high pass already set, gives you depth without fog. Extra upgrade, sidechain the return so the space blooms between hits. On the short verb return and the echo throw return, add a compressor after the effect, turn on sidechain, feed it from your clean snare or the drum bus. Fast attack, medium release, just a few dB of reduction. Now your tails get out of the way when the drums hit, then rise up in the gaps. That is the difference between messy and professional. Now, modern punch underneath. Create your drums rack with a clean kick, snare, and hats. For the kick, load a modern DNB kick into drum rack or simpler. On EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove useless subrumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 200 to 300 Hz. Then add saturator, drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. For the snare, layer a tight snare or a clap snare combo. Eck it, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Add a small bite around 2 to 5 KHE if it needs edge. If you want aggression, you can use roar subtly, low drive, mix around 10 to 25%. Keep it controlled. Here's the blend rule. The break provides texture and motion. The one shots provide impact and consistency. If both are trying to be the main snare, it'll fight. Choose rolls. And if you're layering the one shot kick under the break, check phase discipline. This is huge. Zoom into the waveform. Line up the transients. If the low end gets smaller when both play, nudge the one shot by plus or minus 5 to 20 samples, not milliseconds, until the punch returns. This one detail can make your whole drop feel bigger without changing any EQ. Now we build the switch up, 2 to 4 bars. This is where most switch ups fail, because they don't create a clear reason for the flip. The listener needs a story. Tension, signal, then release. We'll do a reliable approach, and you can choose the flavor. First, group your drums into a drum bus group. Break plus one shots. Option A is the classic. Filter plus dropout. Put auto filter on the drum bus. Low pass mode. Automate frequency from open to closed over two bars. Resonance around 10 to 25% so it speaks a little. Then, in the last half bar, mute the kick for a quarter to a half bar, do a snare fill, and hit an echo throw on the final snare. That dropout is the inhale before the impact. Option B is beat repeat stutter gate, for modern jungle spice. Put beat repeat on break A, but don't leave it on. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/8 or 1/16, variation low. Chance at 100% only during the fill, and enable the filter with a high pass around 300 Hz so it doesn't wreck the low end. Automate device on for 1 beat or 2 beats at the end. In live, a stutter that's too long stops being hype and starts being a mistake. Keep it short and intentional. Option C is a tape stop illusion, stock friendly. Duplicate the last snare hit to its own audio track, then use shifter or clip transposition with a fast fade. Automate pitch down over a quarter bar, fade out, then hard cut into the next section. It's a quick gravity drop into the new groove. Now here's an advanced arrangement trick that makes the switch feel authored. The preview bar. One bar before the flip. Tease a tiny hint of what's coming. Maybe a filtered version of the stepper's hats. Barely audible. Or a single clean snare hit that's clearly not from the break. Your ear accepts the change more easily, and the drop still feels surprising. It's like foreshadowing. Okay, section B. The roller or stepper's drop. Build a modern 2 to 4 bar loop. Keep it simple and heavy. Kick on 1, and then after 2 is a great stepper starting point. Snare on 2 and 4, locked. Hats on 16ths with velocity movement. Fast hat method. Put a closed hat in the rack. Write 16ths for a bar or 2. Set down beats around 70 to 90 velocity, off beats around 40 to 65. Add subtle auto pan. Rate 1/8, amount 10 to 20%. And set phase to 0 degrees so you get panning movement, not volume tremolo chaos. Now keep a break layer quietly underneath in section B. Bring Breaker back in at like minus 12 to minus 20 dB, and high pass at around 150 to 250 HE. This preserves jungle energy while the one-shots define the punch. One more advanced switch-up idea, if you want the flip to feel glued without changing sounds. Microtiming swap. In section B, pull hats slightly earlier, like 1 to 6 milliseconds. Push ghosts slightly later, like 6 to 15 milliseconds. Same sounds, different stance. The listener feels a new groove posture without hearing a new kit. Now let's arrange it so it hits like a record, not like a loop folder. Use a 32-bar template first. Bars 1 to 16. Urban Echo Jungle. Bars 1 to 8. Establish the break groove, maybe tease bass lightly. Bars 9 to 16. Add hats. Do small fills every 4 bars and slightly increase echo throw moments. Remember, selective punctuation. Bars 17 to 20, switch up. Bars 17 and 18, filter closes and you reduce kick energy. Bar 19, your main fill may be stutter or echo. Bar 20, give a tiny silence, even an 8th note, or an impact hit to signpost the bar line. Clubs translate contrast better than intricate edits. A tiny vacuum can sound enormous. Bars 21 to 32, roller or steppers. Bars 21 to 24, clean drum groove, sub fully in. Bars 25 to 32, bring in the break layer, add a ride or extra hat, and do micro edits. Now automation checklist. Automate the drum group filter cutoff. Automate the echo throw send on sere fills. In section B, nudge drum bus drive up by 1 or 2 for a little extra push. And use utility on the drum group for a slash B level trim so you're not tricking yourself with louder equals better.